ekasmai shri gurave namaha shri krishna kana sindha dina bandha jagatpate gopi shri gopi ka kanta raja kanta namaste shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadha shri vasa gaurava kurunda hare krishna 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 hare rama 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 hare hare Kama dinanka tinakotida palita duni desha te shamjata maina karuna napapano pashanti utrijaitanatta yerbate sampatam labda buddhi tamayata sharanam abayamam yunjvatmadaste. O my Lord, there is no limit to the unwanted orders of lusty desires. Although I have rendered them so much service, they have not shown any mercy to me. I have not been ashamed to serve them, nor have I even desired to give them up. O my Lord, head of the other dynasty, recently, however, my intelligence has been awakened. Now I'm giving them up. Due to transcendental intelligence, I now refuse to obey the unwanted orders of these desires. And I now come to you to surrender myself at your fearless lotus feet. Kindly engage me in your personal service and save me. So, it's a good prayer.
Who is praying?
Good prayer, and probably quoted it quite often. And you could say, probably quoted it. What do you mean, what?
He's saying, I can't hear you.
Oh, mic wasn't on?
I don't know. Oh. He's asking who spoke the verse.
When?
Who spoke the verse?
It doesn't exactly say. Doesn't say. It just says, it's also quoted in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Basa.
It is Uddhava or
It's not Uddhava, no. Not necessarily, but
just
it's not a Bhagavatam verse. Some verses are, this might be one of them. They're anonymous. There's no actual, they're in existence in perpetuity, they're just quoted here and there from different. So before Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu was composed, and Rupa Goswami included so many verses, and this is one of them. So this, just for instance, in the Padyavali book compiled by Rupa Goswami, I don't know the exact percentage, is about, 400 verses. Out of those, Rupa Goswami has composed, not all, probably less than half. I have to count them up. You have to go through the whole book, because at least the way Kusha Krata did it, after each verse it says who wrote the verse. So, there are some verses that are anonymous. Nobody knows who wrote them. So this appears to be one of them. Okay. Yeah, a Brahmin. Sometimes, probably, if you read Prabhupada's conversations, he'll say a Brahmin has said like this. That is there actually. Prabhupada said a Brahmin. So, if you find out who the Brahmin is, you text me or email me. Because in the last 500-700 years, no one found it out, but you might. So there are many key words in this verse, and starting with kamadinam, my masters such as lust, anger, greed, and illusion and envy. So whenever Prabhupada is speaking about this verse, sometimes he quoted the whole verse, parts of the verse, but generally he definitely quoted the first line. So I will beseech you all to learn the first line. Kama dinam katina palita duni desha. So when the Upadeshamrita was printed, Prabhupada had said that this book was very important. Small book, 11 verses. Any of the new bhaktas know who wrote the book, Upadeshamrita? All hands up.
It's
Rupa Goswami. Yes.
Rupa Goswami book. And so when that book came out and was printed, Prabhupada said explicitly that this book is so important, even though it's, how many verses in it?
11.
Right, 11. So it goes right from, in 11 verses, Rupa Goswami goes from the very beginning, which is Bhakta Bhega Mansa Kurta Bhega, which are the qualifications of the guru. If someone is going to call himself a guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, when he was having his Vyasa Puja, and it was, nowadays we have Guru Puja every day. Prabhupada started every day Guru Puja, but for a long time, hundreds of years, or even up to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's time, they would only do this Guru Puja once a year, and on his birthday. So he gave this talk, it's a famous talk, and so he said, no, I'm sitting on this chair being worshipped, I'm going to not give you exact words, but generally he said that I'm worshipped like a big animal, he called himself, very humbly. He said, as soon as one thinks he's guru, then he should think he's a guru or an ass or a horse, or an animal. Garu is what?
Horse.
So he didn't, well, cow.
Cow.
No, Garu. Either way, he was not recommending that one walk around with this guru abhiman. Abhiman means in your mind you're thinking you're a big guru. But others might accept you as guru, that's okay. But the guru himself is always very humble. So the Upadesh Amrit, Upadesh means Bhakati Dina Upadesh. He's giving his song also, Bhakti. Upadesh means good advice. So this sloka, we get the opposite. He's telling that these kam, krodh, adichai, lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, the six, generally six enemies. They are giving the opposite, dorni day, bad advice. Bad advice. So how do we get around it? We have to take shelter of ayata sharanam. Sharanam means shelter. Sharanam means to take shelter of acharyas. In our very, very, very famous verse in Bhagavad Gita, what is the verse? Huh? Mame kam sharanam raja. Right? He says, sharanam raja, take shelter. Tam eva sharanam gacha. Sarva bhavena bharata. Before that, the 18th chapter. Sarva dharmam parityaja. So, this sharanam word is used several times in Bhagavad Gita. Even in second chapter, durena hyavaram karma, buddha sharanam andicca. One should give up all bad activities. And buddha, love the buddhis is given here. So you could find a lot of dots to connect from this verse. Unlimited, you know, you just actually you go mad if you try to just read all these words and study all the words. And it's a good type of madness, but it's frustrating madness because you think, oh, wow, so much stuff I don't know. And there's so many verses that have these words. But this is how we study, really. We study the interaction of the various statements of acharyas, statements of Krishna, and we'll find in Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he brings up to date all these words, kam, krodh, adichai, deha, bhati, that these six enemies, they bring us, pravitti urmala, they bring us to the ocean and push us down, he says. They drown us in the ocean of birth and death. Kam, krodh, adichai. And lust, anger, kama, krodha, esha, kama, krodha, kamesha, krodha, esha, rajaguna, samudra, mahashano, mahapapa. They're the cause of mahapapa, great sin. So the whole world is suffering. Papa, Papa, Nikin, Kino, Tano, Britan. In the sixth Goswami, Sad Goswami, Ashtakam. Ashtakam, eight prayers by Srinivasacharya. He's describing Papa, Papa, Nikin, Kino, Tano, Britan. These six Goswamis, they're delivering the mass of people, Lokanam, Lokanam, Hitakarinam. They're doing in various ways, like the Upadeshamrita, or sometimes Bhaktivinoda Thakur, or not sometimes, but we know him as the seventh Goswami. This name was coined by one great Bengali writer who said, well, we may not have known the sixth Goswami, but Bhaktivinoda, he said, you are the seventh Goswami. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given so much, just like Rupa Goswami has given so much, but in our modern time, we may not be so great Sanskrit scholar, and especially during the day of Bhaktivinoda, all books were not translated. And Prabhupada, others tried to translate also, but Prabhupada translated all these books in Sanskrit. So he also put Bhagavad Gita into Bengali. Even Bengalis have a very nice language that is many words from Sanskrit. So if you're a Bengali, you have like a big advantage that you can learn some of if you learn, but most of them are not learning it. So Bhaktivinoda Ram Das, maybe 400 or 500 years before, he also put in simpler language, but specifically Bhaktivinoda has taken Rupa Goswami, just for instance, the Sharanagati. Here we have Sharana, Sharana Mabayam. Sharana means surrender. So the whole business is surrender. So here this devotee is saying, I've surrendered to all these bad advice, kamadinam. We don't know. He says for so long, unlimitedly, for many lifetimes. You might have not even been in a human form, any form, but in human form, you get a chance. That atato brahma jigyasa is time to learn who you are. Okay. So this, like we have a word here in this verse. Now, karuna, kandiya kandiya prananara kibola, karuna no hoibe. So, bhakta, this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's addressing his guru. So, we also addressing guru. If we don't have specific guru, we can address Bhaktivinoda, we can address Prabhupada, or whoever's instructing us to give us this mercy. You just have to become very humble, like this devotee. So he's saying, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, kandiya, kandiya, means crying, 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 crying. Kandiya, kandiya, prananara kibo, karuna. If you don't give me your mercy, because just like we, in the Mangalarti, bande goroshi charanaravindam, what is the verse? Samsara davanara litranaya karunya ganagana. First thing in the morning, we're praying for this karuna mercy. So it's good to go to Mangalarti. Or if you're just at home, you can click on it. Somehow or other, it is recommended three sandhya to hear that. To hear that Guru Bhashtakam three times a day. But all the time we should be praying for this mercy. Kandiya, Kandiya, Gurudev, Kripa. Kripa means also mercy. Parama Karuna. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nitai Bahudui Jam. Prabhupada came to Atlanta in 1975. He was traveling several temples, I think Mexico, and maybe Venezuela, Miami, and he finally came to Atlanta. He became overflowing with ecstasy that he was seeing that his Gaur Nitai, Nitaya Karuna Hobby, I think was a song that we sang. Anyway, that Nitai's mercy is so powerful. Braje Radha Krishna, you'll get Radha Krishna. By going direct, no, you won't get it. But even then, you won't get it directly. But Another song is given by Narottam Das Thakur. Tadir Charana Se Bhakta Saniva. Janame Janame Hoya Viraj. Through our acharyas, he's addressing all his acharyas, we address Narottam. Tadir Charana Se Bhakta Saniva means service. Here is also Niyam Fatma, please engage me in service. Sadatmana Sharanam Abhayam. From Ayata Sharanam. So you find this word all the time. And so we were saying that Rupa Goswami's verses might be difficult for us. So Bhaktivinoda says, that's okay. He's giving his mercy also by making it more relishable. Rupa Goswami is relishable, but sometimes difficult. Durgam. Jiva Goswami has explained Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is being cited here in his purport. But even Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is maybe not so easy to understand. If you were just not having Prabhupada's book, what is the book? Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu? Yeah. Nectar Devotion. So he summarized it for us. And then mercifully, some of our Ishtan sannyasis, like Bhanaswami, he's translated verse, every verse in Sanskrit. Then you can study more and relish. You can also still read Bhakti Samadhi Sindhu and see what Prabhupada said, but you can. Prabhupada didn't have so much time. He was making all these, so many temples, and he wrote like sometimes 16 letters a day. There's one letter Prabhupada says, I am sometimes writing 16 letters a day. 16 letters a day. 16 letters a day. Sometimes. But he did many every day, but not always 16. Sometimes 8, 10, you know, different times. But he was doing that by, and managing by doing that. Not phoning up. We don't have history, maybe Prabhupada called 5, 6 times on the phone. Sometimes he hung up the phone. Like when Prabhupada was informed that they, after a big, big struggle to get this Mumbai property, Hare Krishna land, the devotees were so intimidated and they were tricked by Maya. They told Prabhupada on the phone, Prabhupada, actually we, of course they did, they said, we gave back the deed, or they gave up the deed after Prabhupada struggled for like so many years to get it. And they heard, click. Prabhupada hung up the phone. Didn't want to hear that news. Immediately went there and saved the situation. Only Prabhupada could do that. So he was constantly like this, fighting on the battlefield. So Prabhupada was the greatest Brahmin, the greatest Kshatriya. And then he showed us how to do all the Sudra things. So Prabhupada was actual Acharya. Not only sitting and speaking, but moving around. Managing, he's a great, great personality. And so he's showing full surrender, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur also. He's going from place to place, collecting a few rupees just to build the temple, the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and organizing so many namhaptas, but describing it. So in his Sharanagati, first song, he described, Danya Atmani Vedan, Goptite Bharam. Abhasa Raki Bhai Krishna. What is the rest? Abhasa Raki Bhai Krishna. One should have full faith in this six symptoms of surrender, which giving up those things are unfavorable. So Dorni Desh, this is unfavorable. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Jive Doya Kore is describing that Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, we're reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. And threadbare, Prabhupada said we should study threadbare. So this is threadbare. Sometimes we're losing the train of thought because we go from one week to the next. But, yeah. There's no harm in studying all day Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chintitam Bhaktas, Chaitanya Charitam. Always, this is recommended by the author himself. The author, Krishnadas Kaviraja, says, I take the dust, anyone who's hearing these pastimes, I take their dust on my mind. I worship them. This is his humility.
himself, he's thinking, Jagai Madai, hoite mui se papi. I'm more sinful than Jagai Madai. He's composing this great work meant for delivering the whole world. Nana Shastra. Nana Shastra Vachayanaika Nipanos. Six Goswamis, they studied all Shastras. And Sadharma Samstarpato. They were able to establish the Dharma for Kali Yuga, imagine. We were discussing last night. Somebody was saying, you might think that they're billionaires. It's kind of funny, but actually nobody was more wealthy than Rupa Goswami. They had so much money. They were the Mandalapati Shani. They were the Lord. They were associating with all the kings and big, big personalities. But they gave it up. Why? Sri Gauranga Gunaranga Varanabhido, being intoxicated by the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they gave up. When Rupa Goswami retired, he had boatloads of gold. Boatloads. And Raghunath Das, his father and uncle, they were the practically wealthiest men in all that part of Bengal also. Tax collectors, they had so much money. In those days, so much money. His father sent 10 men with money to Jagannath Puri, because they only had the one son, pet son, Raghunath. And Raghunath didn't care for anything. Nothing. Mahaprabhu Bhakta Gane, Vairagya Pradhan. He's the example of Vairagya. He gave up everything. His sadhana, we have sadhana, we get up. His sadhana was like lines in stone. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gananati B. Kalavasani Kuta. He's chanting like at least 64 rounds, 120 rounds, and he's paying obeisances. It says sometimes 2,000 Vaishnavas. I mean, that takes time. I mean, you have to go somewhere to Govardhan Hill and see all the devotees, maybe Sirkamanga, or they're coming to Radhakund somehow. So Sankhya, and he's chanting, and lying down, bowing, was describing last night, who was describing, anyway, we were discussing the Sad Goswami Ashtakam, how they put the stone, Samapri was saying. You see, if you go around, they bow down and make scheduled measurement. They're bowing down, these very humble devotees, not necessarily Istan, but so many devotees, and they're bowing down, and they have 108 rocks, and they bow down 108 times, and they measure it. Then they go 1 foot length, then where the rocks were, then they go again. Imagine going around the whole hill like that, doing 108 dandabats around the hill. So this is, like, we can get an idea of Raghunath Das was doing, other Goswamis were doing. Same time, they studied all these shastras, and they uncovered the holy places around Vrindavan, there was some idea maybe where, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Radhakund, Arita Gram, and even we're hearing that they weren't even knowing even where Nandagram and Varshana were. And all these things they were discovering and writing all these books, and even then, Kaviraj Goswami has taken the essence of that. Of course, not that we shouldn't read all of it, but still, if we're too lazy, at least we can read Chaitanya Charitamrita and get a taste for which Anandam Buddhivardhanaikinipano. Anandam Buddhivardhanam. This taste is increasing all the time. It's not a dry taste. Therefore, this prayer is so nice. He's given up all this Gorni Deshas. And Nakaruna, Prabhupada sometimes described the mercy of the guru as the, of course it's an ocean, but the ordinary rascals, non-devotees, what is that? They don't know, they have some idea, we have this beautiful ocean, let's not poison them or dump all the trash in them, but still it's getting dumped. You see the shorelines all around the world in some places. I remember when they had the oil spill in the Gulf, in, what was it, 2014?
2010.
Huh? 2010? There was a report that off the coast of Africa, they had an equal amount of oil spill every single day. Off of Nairobi and these places on the west coast of Africa. And nobody's watching that being exploited. So, but so this is the ocean of birth and death. Mm. So also, this word abhayam, very, abhayam sattva sam suvir, jnana yogi devasthiti, several, many times, mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. The sannyasi especially has to be abhayam, Prabhupada's name. He was born with the name. Aravinda, what is it? Abhayacharanaravinda. The lotus feet. Abhay Charan was his name, and Bhakti Santa Saraswati, he thought, I'm not going to change that name. He just added the Aravinda. So means the feet, lotus feet. In that song, Bhaja Hure Mana Shinandanandana, Abhaya Charanaravinda, that Govinda Das is addressing, that Sita Atapa, similar idea. I've been going whenever it's too hot or whatever. But non-devotees, we should try not to be like that. But he's thinking, it's hot, it's cold, we have to suffer. The devotee tolerates it. But these devotees, probably you should describe that, how he would go to the airport, but it took 2 hours to go to the airport. Airplane ride might be a half hour, but you make 2 hours, big crowded, breathing all this fume. They created Ugra Karma, Etam Drishtavastava Nastatman Alpa Buddha. This is Buddha. So 16th chapter of the Gita, it says, they're Alpa Buddha, they're tiny Buddha, Buddha. Small Alpa Buddha. Etam Drishtam, Drishtam means they're vision is lost. Eitam Drishtavastava Nastatman Alpa Buddha. Kshayaya Jagatohita. Six Goswamis, they're Hitaka. Hitakarana. Lokanam Hitakarana Tribhuvane. Manyo Sharanya Karo. Sharanya, again. Well recommended, take shelter. Srinivasacharya, he actually knew, at least he knew Gopal Bhatta, I think he knew some of the Goswamis. He wrote that song. So he's saying, that's where we should take shelter. Abhaya Charanaravinda. Abhayam Atmani Bhuishta Ong Shram. Prahlad Maharaj in his so many prayers. Naham Bibhema Jitate Tibayana Kasya. He's saying, I'm not afraid of the Nrisimhadev. He was seeing the Nrisimhadev with, we can't even imagine. We have some small deity, this deity, but the Nrisimhadev. It says he couldn't even see how big. But he's saying, I'm not afraid of that. Nam bibhemi means afraid. Nam bibhemi jitate, you're unconquerable, jitate, jivayamakasa. And your mouth, jivaka, prukuti, saying your tongue, and your eyes like blazing suns. Shankukarna, your wedge-like ears. Chaitaja Shankukana, this blood all over your lion mane, you know, killing Harnikashipu. That doesn't scare me at all. he's what's the best of that? But the very next verse he says, yeah, I am afraid. How is that? You just said you're not afraid, Prabhupada. But he says, yes. But I am afraid of this material in the very next verse. So we should be afraid of material energy. So that's being described in the beginning of this verse. By all these things, like serpents. Prabhupada described it if Narakayati, Kaivalya Narakayati Dasha Purakasha Puspayati, Dordam Tendriya Kalasar Patari Pokatadam Strayate, Kiri Mahendri Dish Chakatayate, Vishampurna Shukayati. Prabhupada Saraswati is saying, विष्णु पुण्य से कहा कि यत करुणा यत करुणा के ताक्ष भाई बाल बताओ he is praying to get the merciful glance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by which he doesn't care for any demigod. What's that verse? I was just looking at that verse. All the siddhas, all these mystic powers may come into my hand. All the demigods may be my servants. What? Pati yati siddhaya, may fall into my hand. There's another verse by Prabhupada Saraswati, Chaitanya Chandramita. Amrita. Amrita means nectar. Nao mrityu. Mrityu sarva harascham. Krishna says in the Gita, by death I'm taking away everything. All these people are trying mystic siddhi, this, that, so many things. Etanya vijamana namityam akatobhayam. This is akatobhayam, the path of fearlessness. For everybody, Nividjamanam, Akatobayam, Yoginam, Nirpanin, all the yogis, Yoginam, Nirpanin, Hariyana, what is it? Hariyana Malakirtana. So, Prabhupada's explaining that this verse is a good explanation of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. There's so many explanations of Maha Mantra, everything. There's one lecture, Prabhupada says that all this philosophy is simply to get the fools and rascals to chant Hare Krishna. Doesn't mean that we neglect the Shastra. Because he also said, especially in Mayapur, in 1976, there was a Prahlad's prayers were being, Prabhupada's lecturing on Prahlad's prayers, 7-9, starting verse 9-10, I think. So anyway, every day so many sannyasis were chanting, and one day, for some reason, the word meanings were given, then all the, maybe one or two sannyasis chanted, then that, I think, Pushta Krishna. He started to give the word meanings. And Prabhupada stopped him and said, no, everyone must chant this Bhagavatam throat. Don't, he said, it is as good as Hare Krishna. So you can find that. So we don't do only one thing. I think it is balanced. Yukta Hara Viharasya. Krishna is describing the sixth chapter of the Gita. Balanced. Eating, sleeping, all these things. We eat, but not so much. But we don't give it up. So we balance. We don't give up Bhagavatam just to chant. We don't give up chanting and don't read, no, everything. Haridas Thakur is known as Mahavidvan. Great, great pundit. And then we hear, oh, Haridas Thakur was chanting 3,190 rounds or something. That's a lot of rounds. That takes time. How could he study? But he's also known as Mahavidvan. He could defeat anybody. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he was chanting, also he followed that for 8-9 years, that he was chanting 3 lakhs. Nobody could defeat him in philosophy. Unlimited. Therefore, we describe the Guru's mercy as so unlimited. It's an ocean of mercy. So Prabhupada also said this, don't take the mercy of tap water. I think Prabhupada might have been in some room. And sometimes you're in a hotel, it could be India, it could be somewhere, you turn on the tap and a little bit of water comes up, rusty water. Compared to the ocean of nectar. Rasam, was it? Sankirtanamrita rase. Manasche. What is Sankirtanamrita rase? Tarane. Tarane means to cross over. You should. Samsara sindhu tarane hriyam yadisyat. Sankirtanamrita rase. Premambudo. Again, Prabhupada Saraswati is using this, another word for ocean. But there is an ocean of prema. We want to swim in that. Not in the te mahanartha sagaram. Sagaram is another word for ocean. And anartas, unwanted things like this. Kam krodati chai. So material world means everybody's swimming, whether they're tiny micro, in this ocean of birth and death. But the devotees, premam bhugo viharane yati chitta vitti chaitanya chandra. Charanam, charanam. Prayatu. Prayatu means let me render to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay. Questions, comments? Over there.
Lord Ramachandra was telling Narad Muni, he says, loss, greed, anger are like so many frogs.
So many what?
Like, they are like so many frogs. And Maya...
Frogs?
Yeah, frogs.
Okay.
And Maya is like the rainy season. So when loss, greed, and anger meet the rainy season, they start to sing and dance.
Also, the cobras come and eat them. They fill a hole. Kaviraj Goswami has a verse in, I think, chapter 8, Adi 8, or maybe Adi 8. It says, what does it say? Tansabhara Vidyapat Bekolo. All these places of so-called learning. At least when Kaviraj Goswami was there, they didn't have Harvard or something, but they studied Shastras. They studied something, Sanskrit. But he says, he describes it, this is like the croaking, the colossal croaking of frog. No, I saw one cobra hypnotize a frog. I was busy painting these small paintings for the altar in Mypur, so I wasn't going to get up and chase. I wasn't going to get up and chase this cobra anyway. But generally, they call mystery some worker, and he'll come and kill the snake. Shark, and come and kill the snake. But I was just there watching, and it. Several minutes, this cobra was just, and the frog was just looking. You can hardly see the frog. There's a lot of high grass in front of the lotus building near the steps. And the cobra kept going back and forth, and I'm just looking to his jolly work. You know? I'm thinking, well, I'm glad I'm not out there. And after a while, he just ate the frog. Anything else?
When you were talking about the attitude of a guru who's not thinking that he's a guru, I'd say this quote by Srila Prabhupada. The kindly words that you have used in this connection are very much pleasing, but all the credit goes to my Guru Maharaj. He asked me to take up this job as soon as I met him in 1922. Unfortunately, I was so worthless that I delayed the matter until 1965, but he is so kind that by force he engaged me in his service. And because I am very much worthless, therefore he has sent me so many of his nice representatives, the beautiful American boys and girls like you. I'm so much obliged to you that you are all helping me in the discharge of my duties toward my spiritual master, although I was so much reluctant to execute it. After all, we are the eternal servants of Krishna. And by the divine will of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we are now combined together, though originally we are born in different parts of the world, unknown to one another.
Is that a letter? Is that a purport or a letter?
I think it was a letter. I actually didn't write it down.
Anything else? Okay. Chaitanya Charitamrita Hari Bol. Yes.